It's 22 minutes to 10 o'clock, and this morning I want to introduce you to Sophie Mousley. Good morning to you, Sophie, and thanks for being with us today. Let's talk about language and who we all are and where we're all going. What is among the most annoying questions somebody can ask you in a given day?
So it's
the
not,
obvious one.
The obvious one. It's not the where you're from, because I tend to go, I'm Irish.
Yes.
It's then the where are you really from? And that usually is preceded by a no. You know, no, you're not Irish. Where are you really from? Yeah. So that's... And people around me tend to know that, okay, here comes the spiel, like she's going to start now. And I don't lecture, but I take it sometimes as a learning moment to show people that there is, you know, that question doesn't land the way you think it lands.
Isn't it? What a beautiful way of putting it.
Yeah.
That it doesn't land the way you think it lands because, no, but where are you really from?
Yeah.
People asking that will think, that's cool. I mean, I'm allowed to ask that question, for goodness sake. I mean, you don't look like me. I don't look like you. So therefore, I'm entitled to ask that question. But they're wrong.
The thing is, we tend to ask, I mean, and I've had this conversation so many times over the years.
Yeah.
People say, well, you know, I get asked that question all the time. I'm from Mullingar. So what's the big issue? The question when you ask it to a person from Mullingar is around, well, where in Mullingar are you from? But when it's somebody who isn't a typically white person, which is what we've associated Irish people to be this whole time, it comes across as an exclusive question. I'm excluding you. I'm saying that you're not Irish. You don't really belong here. And when I did the talk back in 2016, I mean, I came to Ireland in 2003. If you stopped 10 people on the street, 9 of them were Irish people and you'd have the odd, you know, foreigner.
For sure.
And things have evolved and things have changed and we've started, you know, and I talk about how we've invited a lot of people into the country. We've started adopting children who are not typically white children.
Yes.
And the people who've come into the country, people like me, have had children in this country. And these children don't know themselves to be anything other than Irish.
Are you suggesting, Sophie, that we are not homogeneously a pasty-faced, freckled, red-headed nation of one look only?
I would advise you to watch the toy show and tell me how many... I'd advise you to tell me how homogeneously white that show was. And it wasn't, which is a reflection of society.
Isn't it though?
I
mean,
exactly.
You have to reflect society as it's evolved. And this is where it comes down to, as you say, the question that you were asked. And when you came to Ireland the first, so I'm bouncing around here in my head because so many questions I want to ask you, but I will alight on this one, which is the question, as I understand it, that you'd rather people ask is, can I ask you about your heritage?
Yeah.
Rather than saying, but where are you really from? You know, there's a classiness to the language, isn't there?
It's just a change of, instead of where are you really from?
Yeah.
Well, what's your heritage? I found people get very creative. They go, well, Musla isn't a typically Irish last name.
Yeah.
You know, that's fine. You know, so you get to understand what they're trying to say. Or you look like you're new to the parish is another one that I've been getting recently.
Yeah, but you could get that, like you say, if you came from Clifton to Mullingar, couldn't
Absolutely.
You? Absolutely.
Know, I moved to Ockram 4 years ago, Ockram Wicklow, and I still get the, oh, you're the new one. And I know of people telling me that we've been in Ockram now 20 years and we're still the newbies. So,
But even within, if you go back 30 years, I suppose the point I'm making is that if you go from Dublin to Cork and you live in Cork, you're still the blow-in from
Exactly.
Dublin. You know, there is that insular thing we have here.
Exactly.
Will we talk about your heritage while we're here?
So where
are you really from?
I was born in Dubai.
Okay.
I wouldn't be considered a citizen of Dubai because you do not acquire citizenship in Dubai by right of birth. My parents were Palestinian refugees. My grandparents would have left Palestine in 1948.
Oh, okay. So historically loaded story, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And my mother would have been a refugee in Lebanon. My father would have been a refugee in Jordan. Mm. And they both met in Dubai where they moved to start a new life and they had me. So that's, I've four or five countries
you
in
really
my
do.
Background.
Yeah, it's like a who's who of where.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Ireland?
Ireland, I've moved to in 2003, so it's almost 20 years now.
Okay.
I've been here.
Was there a reason of all the countries in all the world?
I met a fella.
There you go. Said like a real Irish woman as well. You met a fella.
I met a fella and he was working, you know, we ended up getting married.
Sure.
I came here and I had no expectations of what I was coming into. But it was very immediate to me that I was comfortable here and in a way that I belonged. I think a year in, I was thinking, I want to set roots here. This is where I belong. And it's very difficult in a world that is as global and as different as it is nowadays to understand what that means. But I think you sometimes think about how easy things come to you, how you can integrate, what, you know, you communicate freely. You're able to understand the norms of a society. You're
yes.
able to take that society in. And you and I also to add on to that, I'm constantly in awe and I'm constantly admiring what I see in Ireland. And I think that's why the decision was a no-brainer.
The food and the weather weren't an issue
for you. I've no problems with the weather. Give me scarves and hats and coats any day. I hate summer. I hate the sun.
You truly are an Irish woman.
Exactly. I've never tolerated the sun. The food, I think, God, we're one of the culinary centres in Europe now, aren't we?
So you're okay with everything,
yeah,
with all
no,
of
I'm,
that?
I'm fine with that.
Do you have much connection to your Palestinian roots still? Or, you know, how do you marry the two?
It's interesting because I've seen the term global citizen being branded around. You mm-hmm. know, some people now tend to call themselves global citizens because, like me, they come from a certain heritage, they live in a different country, mm-hmm. and they choose not to have an affiliation one way or the other. I am very Irish affiliated, I think, and I still have a lot of compassion, a lot of respect for my heritage. But even if you talk to my family, I was visiting family early in 2020, just before the pandemic happened. And they were going around serving coffee and they're like, oh, just make tea for the Irish one.
Okay.
Yeah. So, even in conversations, it'll be the Irish Sophie because she's no longer one of us. She's different now.
Is that done in humor or is it more nuanced?
It's a bit nuanced, but I mean, there's no malice in it. They just accept that she's found her home and she's found her tribe, and her tribe isn't necessarily doing the same things we do.
Why did you go to the trouble of delivering a TED talk on this subject of where you're really from?
Do you know, it was one of these things that happened when the universe just presents itself to you and
sure.
you know that you have to step up. So I saw the call for the speakers and I think the theme was Tomorrow Imagined or something like
yes.
that. And I immediately knew what I was going to talk about. It just came immediately to me. So I remember setting up my laptop. I filmed my intro and my application mm-hmm. and sent it within 5 minutes. I knew exactly what I wanted to say.
It was a given that this mm-hmm. would happen. Your speech features in this book, Irish Women's Speeches, Voices that Rocked the System, which of course is edited by Sonia Tiernan, congratulations for
Thank
being included in that, because that's quite something and it's very appropriate, I think, that you're there.
I'm very humbled.
You know, I was watching the news, Sophie, the other day when I saw a whole bunch of people cheering because the legislation is now shifting to allow undocumented people to become, set themselves on the path to mm-hmm. citizenship. And the footage of them cheering about this, it nearly brought a tear to my eye because mm-hmm. it reminded me of, I always think, the immigrant story to this country is so echoed and mirrored in history by the Irish experience in mm-hmm. other countries.
Mm-hmm.
It's so profoundly so. But these people were cheering, saying, we did it. And we talk about the undocumented Irish mm-hmm. in America all the time. So everyone's looking for a home somewhere.
Exactly.
And it's about the welcome they get when they get there.
And they choose to stay here and to embrace it. That's the other thing. There's always, I mean, the negative side of the story, those who want to exclude people like them and who want to deny them citizenship always assume that, you know, there's that joke about Schrodinger's refugee. You know, he's always on the dole, but he's taken all the jobs. but they choose to come in and they actually work a lot harder. And this is from, this isn't just me, this isn't just anecdotal. You can look at a lot of sociology research that will prove to you that they'll choose to work a lot harder. They'll choose to avoid reaching out for any sort of social welfare. They'll choose to kind of establish themselves to teach their children the language, the culture.
They'll choose, sorry to cut across, but they'll choose to do the jobs that people don't want to do now, sort of thing, just to make the bob rather than take it from the state. You know, not that they is broad, but yeah.
But they're grateful. But there's a work ethic. Yeah. For the experience. And I think for me, being part of this country means being grateful for the country and championing the country.
Yeah.
And speaking well of it. And look, we're not perfect. There is no perfect country. But we constantly develop and we constantly strive to be better. And I think that's the point that we have to keep in mind.
My one concern with history and how in some ways the pandemic has taken over in terms of the only story in town. But I do think that the story of the direct provision centres in this country will be an ugly point when we look back in 20 years' time. I think it'll be something that we won't be greatly proud of, particularly my generation, because then I'll be 75, 80, whatever, when it's too late to say, let's change it. But you know, all we'll be doing is whoever the Taoiseach is, might even be born yet, will be saying sorry in Leinster House.
I hope so. I hope so, because that's it's a very dark bullet against our name.
It's happening.
And it's constantly happening and the news are there and you just choose to listen to it or not, but it is there.
Yeah. A lot of texts coming in agreeing with you. My friend who is Spanish living here since 1988 is constantly asked, but where are you really from? I'm in Ireland 30 years, born to Irish parents, born in England, but never lost the accent. And I still get, where are you really from? And it frustrates me as I feel Irish to my bones. Mm-hmm. What is the right way to ask a person a question that leads to stories about heritage? I'm genuinely interested in people. I put my foot in the where are you from hole frequently. This is, in other words, people who really mean well by saying, no, but where are you from? But without realizing that they mightn't be doing the right thing.
The majority of the people are well intentioned, and I fully accept that. The majority of the people have no malice in it, and I think there is no fear of getting it wrong. If you do say the wrong thing, it's not the end of the world.
Sure.
Just fix it. And most of the time, it's about, you know, I know you're part of this country or you're part of this community, but can you tell me about your ancestry or can you tell me about your heritage?
Right. Because it's a great conversation starter. We shouldn't be seen as a negative in some ways. Mm-hmm. It's just about the right way of getting into that conversation.
And it's not, it's once you say, where are you from? And they go Irish and you go, no, you're not. That's the problem.
That's the problem.
Where are you from isn't the problem.
100%.
It's the denying of their Irishness that is.
Yeah. So such a simple and yet profoundly important point. I'm living in Dublin over 10 years. I never get, if I take offence to being asked where I'm from. It's nice people are taking an interest in me and getting to know me. We have to remember a lot of people generally don't mean any harm when asking this question. And Ireland is a great country. I'm just so happy and grateful to be part of it. That's lovely. So glad to hear it's okay, says Catherine, to ask someone about their country of origin or their parents' country of origin. Most people are genuinely curious and friendly when asking this, but it's how you ask, as your guest is explaining. I think you've done a great service this morning to clarify that for us. And we're all learning, aren't we? And in that regard, here's to a brighter future for all of us, new Irish, old Irish, and those who are on the way. Sophie, it's been lovely talking to you.
Thank you very much.
We passed like ships in the night many years ago. How long ago was it?
Probably around 2019.
2019, not that long ago, outside Leinster House.
Outside Leinster House, and I saw you. You recognised that I recognised you, and you stopped and said hello. And I always say that's a good judgment of character.
It was who I was saying hello to. That's the character. Yeah. That's the judgment. Sophie, I might have said your name incorrectly, which is just I said Musley.
Musley.
Excuse me, Sophie Musley. Thank you for being with us this morning. You're included in that wonderful book, Irish Women's Speeches: Voices That Rock the System by Sonia Tiernan, and well deserved too. To you and your family.
Sorry?
To you and your family.
Thank
Happy
you
Christmas
so much.
And enjoy it all. And thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you very much, Ryan. Thanks for having me.
8 minutes to 10.